sparks and stuff. Not just like a flint and steel. This stuff, the sparks coming off here are burning. They're magnesium chunks, I guess. So yeah, they're burning over 2,000 or 3,000 degrees. You can use it till even light wet tinder. But that stuff is neat. I think it was GSX. I'm not quite sure. I didn't get that. Go ahead and give it a Steve.
I think that was JWA2CXR. Jay, you still here?
Wasn't even close to his call then. Sorry about that.
I could be wrong, too. I don't know what happened to him. I heard him also.
And whoever that was, it was leaving the break thing. Pop back in again. Yeah, I'm finally moving pretty good on this side now. Coming up to Searing Town Road for Washington exit. So, making some decent time now.
Yeah, there is hope. Anyway, I'm only about 2 minutes from where I gotta be. Talking to somebody here. I'm having a... I want to keep you talking to a minimum because I think dentists get happy with needles and my mouth is going to stay numb for about the next 2 hours, I guess.
And understood. Good luck with that. We'll catch you later. KTUPS Mobile.
Okay. You'll be to ZSE.
KTKMD, good morning, Rich and Steve. Keep your mouth closed. Rich, how are you? I'm taking Facebook 101.
Okay, Rich, I guess you saw my comment there.
But you know what it is? No, you don't know what it is. That's why I'm going to explain it. I get the email notification, so it says blank, 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 such and such birthday, such and such this, that, the other thing. And my assumption was when I clicked on that particular one, it would take me to the individual's line. I didn't realize until you pointed it out that it was actually taking me to my postings, and that in order to make it on that person's posting, I had to, what I do is I go into friends, birthdays, and then posting. So it's the first time I realized that I wasn't going directly to their website, to their page. So it was a learning experience. But you know what? They keep changing, and I don't do that every day. I try to acknowledge the birthdays, but they change the pages every single day, and I get totally lost. Let me grab a landline here, Rich. KTKMD.
No problem. KTUPS.
WG2P.
This is WA2CXR. I'm back.
WG2P. I believe that's Warren again. It's morning time. The morning deal. And then CXR. I'll try to remember that call sign. Get it straight this time. So G2P first, and then over to the other station. K2PS.
Okay. Good morning, all. Not sure I know the call sign of the name of the other station, but good morning to you, and you, Rich. So, how's everybody doing today? I'm sitting here. My normal routine in the morning is take the dog out in the backyard, and that's what I'm doing.
Just having it easy. I used to mind. I was listening to the explosive thermite discussion. Crazy because my daughter doesn't get up to alarm clocks to figure out if the sunset is that would help her get up to the hunger. I'm looking for a Pepsi battery with a nib on the end, not flat, not with a tab, and maybe gone extinct from a body, no way for that. Yes?
I'm not sure where you're located, but if you know of or familiar with L&L Distributing, they're off Robbins Lane in Syosset. If you Google, I don't have their phone number right in front of me, but if you give them a phone call, L&L Distributing, they might have that. I mean, I know you can get it online, but if you want to get it today or something, that would be the first place I would try calling.
Well, that was the first place I called and looked. They only have the tab version. And online was actually the first place I looked. Kind of questionable shiny wrap. All right, thanks. Listen, the dog walker. And the name here is Jay, I'm sorry. W-H-U-C-S-R.
All right, very good. I would have had the same suggestions on the batteries, too. And, you know, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and go with the the Chinese and hope for the best. But, you know, don't always get it. Sometimes you do. And you might get lucky. So, you know, good luck with your search. There's a few battery companies out there in the U.S., I think it's Batteries Unlimited down in Florida. There's a couple of them out there that may be able to help you, but I don't know. Anyway, Rich, yeah, I had a... I think I was... When I was talking to you the other day, I mentioned that some HF questions. And my real question is, if I run a wire antenna, and I'm not sure if it's going to be infed or, you know, something else, but... wire antenna through the trees, and I don't mean between trees, I mean through trees, is that going to have a really, really bad effect at HF? I know VHF and UHF it might, but I don't think VHF will, HF will. Your opinion, over.
It's UPS. It'll have minimal, if any, discernible effect on it, on HF frequencies. What you're going to see more of, you're not going to see it attenuate the frequencies like you will on 2 meters or 440, but what will happen, depending on the type of wire, even if it's insulated wire, it's going to happen to some extent. If it's going through the tree, touching a lot of the foliage, and the foliage is wet because it's raining out or it's snowed or whatever, that will most probably affect the SWR of the antenna until it dries out. So just be aware of that, that during wet weather, it may be an issue for you, in which case you can use a tuner to help square it out just for a little bit during that, or reduce your power so you don't fry the radio or read a book instead. But the other thing you want to be careful of is, if it's going through a tree, is it going to be rubbing up on branches? You can try to put some, if you can get up there and see a branch that it might be rubbing on, head it off in the path and put some extra, like, put some hose over it or something, but just be aware that if there is that, it might break over time with the wind blowing.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I was thinking about an NSAID versus something more solidly mounted like a dipole. Some of the NSAIDs work better with my relatively small yard, so that's another issue I have. Is space, so that's why going through the trees is probably my only alternative. And what I'm kind of like shooting for at this point is maybe an NSAID that sits like an inverted V, you know, so NSAID but inverted V in the middle, and would be in the trees, and I could probably get one long enough. That I might be able to get down to 80 meters, but certainly 40. So that was my thought. And yeah, and I realized the rubbing factor, you know, what that would end up being. So I just have to play with that by ear. Yeah, and the tuner-wise, I do have a kilowatt oil tuner. It's the LDG Pro 1000 auto tuner, so that would be able to handle the changes in water and content in the tree. Over.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got it good there. And don't forget that the antenna does not have to be straight; it can be bent sideways. I have a 75 foot, not 72, 75. I forget the exact length. In my backyard, NFED that actually loads up on 160. So, and it starts at about 8 feet off the ground, runs over to my shed, makes about a 90-degree turn over towards the fence, goes into a tree, and then at some point it actually heads back to the shed again. So it ain't a straight line by any means, but it still loads up, and I make contacts on it. So don't be concerned if you can't fit it all in, or if you know you need so much space between where you're feeding it and the far end, because you can make it go around corners and stuff. Try to avoid any bends less than 90 degrees. But 90 degrees and larger is certainly fine. You're really not going to be taken away from it much. So just put what fits.
WB2ZSC. WB2ZSC recognized. I'll turn it over to you after. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Rich. I recalled something else when after I stopped. I had to, jump off the other day. You had once were talking about a program that you were using when you were driving that would depict almost like an APRS where you were located, and actually gave it like a kind of a driver's view of that based on, I guess, photographs that was taken along the highway and stuff. You still use that program, and what was that again? I remember that back from a year or two ago, whatever. Anyway, so the braking station. Oh, I already forgot the call, but you've got it. This is WG2P. My name is Warren.
Okay, Warren. Checking the microphone. It's giving me a problem, and apparently it's not. Did you hear?
Yeah, Roger, I hear you perfect. I don't hear any issues at all. What about you, UPS?
You sound fine here, Steve. It even sounded like you were maybe gripping the microphone extra hard, because sometimes you get, I don't know if I can, I'll try to do it here, so I don't think it's working, where you can kind of hear like plastic on plastic kind of grinding a little bit. Somebody's really mashed on the push the talk button. But other than that, I mean, the audio was crystal clear. It sounded fine.
Well, I wanted to know. Thanks a lot. Bye.
It's Steve73. So there's two different programs I was using there, Warren. One is APRS Droid. That's the one that would track me. And friends, family, anybody I gave the link to could track me when it was on. And it's the same as the APRS that you're using in some ham radios. It's just instead of initializing it, say, from a 2-meter HT, I'm using my cell phone to go directly into the internet. So even if I'm in a spot that there may not be any other APRS stations around me to hear me, I'm still getting into it because I have access to the internet through the cell phone. But the other program for satellite images, that's just Google Maps. Go into Google Maps and in the menu settings and click on satellite imagery, and you can see precisely where you are.
Yeah, no, I remember we were talking, there's a bunch of us were talking about, and I remember getting on the PC, and I remember, but there was also a component of it where I was like literally, looking out your front windshield. It wasn't real time, but it was like, frame to frame to frame, every 15 seconds, and showed what the roadway actually looked like. Is that what you're saying is in Google Maps also, or is that a different product?
Well, Google Maps does have a street view option, but I've never used that, like when I'm going down the interstate. That's handy if you're going to, say, a storefront or somebody's house for the first time. You can put their address in Google, go to street view, and they have that funny-looking car. You've probably even seen them going around with a big ball camera on the roof, and they just drive up, and they pay a college kid, like a minimum wage or whatever, to drive this car around. And they go up and down every single street, and it just takes photographs. And you can actually see an image that it might be a year old or longer, depending on where it is. But that's, I don't use that while I'm driving, not that one. I'll use the Google satellite image, which is an overhead, for looking at layouts of depots that I may have to go to, that sort of thing. So, but I'm not sure if that's what you meant.
No, I'm familiar with what you're talking about with the street view. But now there was something else. I remember, I think RAW was on line with it, and the others. But you'd given a link, I forget now what it even was, and it was kind of cool because it was like you could see, you know, almost like the driver's view of what the roadway looked like as you were going. That's what I remember anyway. So maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I remember. No bells in your head, over?
No, I can't think of what that might have been. So, sorry. But all right, I have arrived where I gotta be. So I gotta unload some stuff and then head over to meet my friend. So, but it's nice chatting with you again, Warren. And anytime you got a question, give me a call or look me up on QRZ. The email's good. So, 73 for now, KTU,
yes. Yeah, 73, to you also, Rich. I appreciate your info and respect your knowledge. So, thanks a lot. Have a great day. And until we talk again, bye-bye.
73, KTUPS.
WG2C.
Next, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WB2ZLC.
Sitting down watching TV and all of a sudden breaking news came on.
Well, crazy to, you know, put on the cell. You know what? I don't even know what the words are. It's like back in 68 when Robert Kennedy was assassinated and Martin Luther King. I used to get up to a clock radio. And the clock radio would go up and that was the first thing you heard in the morning. Boy, that was depressing. Anyway, sad. What are you up to this morning?
Yeah, just going into the office. Got done with the tooth. Got done with my service call. And I'm going in to organize the rest of the week.
All right. So I put the other cables on. They work fine. But now I can't get the power cables to my power supply, which is 4 feet apart, so... crazy. They had one red wire, which was, well, I guess, I guess so, because she used a chassis ground. So the red wire was like 10 feet long, the black wire was like 2 feet. Anyway, I'll get some, butt connectors or whatever they're called, so I can extend over to the power supply. I did all the work on it and then realized I couldn't get it over there.
Oh, okay. If you don't have any, let me know. And I probably have also.
Well, what would they have? You have two different gauge wires. What is one of them is probably a 10, one of them is a 12? Does that make sense?
Yeah, the 12 work both. I mean, they give you the 12 for the 50 watt radio, and they give you the I don't know if it's 10 or 8 for the 100 watt radio. But you know, you're not continuous heat down on any of this stuff, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, I may have to navigate wire. I even have the button stuff, but I wouldn't question that, but I guess that's what you have to do. Anyway, I think that that having a direct connect, you know, only the one barrel connector in the middle there, I think also makes a difference. So it's fine. Sounds good. Anyway, you all recovered from your dental work this morning?
Yeah, you gotta go back at least once. Well, it depends on what goes on. But, actually, I like this one. My face is almost back to normal now. The Novocaine has worn off, and it's only, 2 hours or less.
Yeah, that's not bad. I just have a high, I don't know if tolerance or absorption rate of whatever they use, the procaine, whatever it is. And, most times that any work is done, I get multiple shots. So they give me the multiple shots until they finally numb me. But then because they've given me so many shots, I remain numb for a little while. All right. Nobody loves their dentist. You may love the person, but you don't love the dentist.
Well, overall, it solves the problem, so you can't argue with that.
Yeah, once when I had a root canal, or I needed a root canal, the pain was so intense, and I think the dentist at that time was one of my neighbors. So he picked me up and went down to his office. And when he busted through that and released all those gases that were built up, then I said, oh boy, I love my dentist. But that was only once. Only once.
Yeah, I understand. Well, let's see. Right lane closed half mile. Good. I'm getting off anyway.
All right, I'm going to sign anyway. I have a busy morning here, and I'm trying to catch up on stuff. So we will catch you later. WBTZ, I think, KCK.